This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com and is part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. Alright, yesterday, which doesn't matter to most of you who just listen to this podcast, or those of you who are listening in the far future. But I do more than one podcast. And yesterday, as of this recording, I had done a podcast. I did an episode of a podcast I do called TV Noise, where I just talked about the things that I was watching. At the very end, it occurred to me that I didn't talk about any of the science fiction shows that I watch over the summer. It really is a whole different TV viewing experience, because you have a lot of shows that are only on during the summer, and their seasons are a lot shorter, you know. The ones in the fall are usually about 22, 23 episodes, if they go a full season. But the ones in the summer are usually about 10, 11. I shouldn't say 11, like 10, maybe 12 at the most, but mostly 10. And then there are those that are like a show called The Fosters, where they split it into two seasons. You know, there's the summer season and there's the winter season, and both are like 11 episodes long. And yeah, you know, it's still 22 episodes, so I don't know why they do it that way. I think they split them up, but they're all like one season, but they're like in 11 season chunks, which, like I said, doesn't make sense. Just have them each be a season, just have them be shorter. Well, anyway. So there's shows that come on during the summer that don't come on any other time of the year. Not, as far as I can tell, not even in reruns. But I don't really pay close attention to reruns during the fall, because there are so many first-run shows that are going on. And I think I've mentioned my philosophy on the consumption of media. But, of the different media, I should say. When I was younger, I didn't have a problem with it, but as I get older, I realize my time is running out. So I don't really like to spend time revisiting things that I've already revisited. I don't like to read comic books that I've already read. Books that I've already read, watch television shows I've already watched, watch movies I've already seen. The only exception that I will make is listening to music that I've already heard before. And I prefer to listen to new music, but another thing, as you get older, two things that become a lot more difficult, get your mind out of the gutter, but they are making new friends and finding new music to listen to. Those things just seem so difficult. But anyway, so what I'm watching, science fiction related. Now, if you have Netflix and you've heard of Stranger Things and you want my opinion on it, go listen to an episode of TV Noise called TV Noise, Stranger Things, Telenovelas, and Uncle Buck. There's also something else that I talked about that I kind of left out. But anyway, Stranger Things, I talked about on that show. I really enjoyed it. It's only one season, 8 episodes so far. They have renewed it for a second season. Can't wait. It's something that I will be watching with my son whenever it comes out. But okay. There's Dark Matter. Now, Dark Matter and Killjoys, I've talked about on the show before. And at the time, when they first came out, I liked Killjoys a little more than Dark Matter, simply because Killjoys seemed to be a lot lighter. It was less heavy. It wasn't as depressing as it seemed that Dark Matter was going down. And, you know, and I figured out later on that that was probably my own hang-up. You know, the Dark Matter started, the whole series started with a bunch of people waking up with no idea of who they are, okay? And that is one of my fears. I don't like my mind being messed up with, you know? That's why I no longer get, shall we say, blackout drunk anymore. You know, when you're younger, you don't drink for taste, you drink for alcohol content. And that's how I used to do it. I used to drink and then, you know, I'd wake up with a hangover. You know? But as I got older, once again, as I aged, I got to the point where it's just like, you know, I really don't like not knowing. I really don't like my mind being altered in that way. You know, I don't use recreational drugs for that same reason. I drink for the taste. I drink alcohol for the taste. And I'll drink to get a little tipsy, but it doesn't last long. I get drunk enough to realize, ooh, I'm getting drunk, and then I stop. You know, it's, I don't know, maybe it's a self-control thing, I don't know, but, you know, just to me, waking up having no idea who I am, man, that scares the hell out of me, you know. And my grandmother has non-Alzheimer's dementia, which I'm not sure. I really should check to see if non-Alzheimer's dementia is hereditary. Because if that's the case, that's a whole new level of hell that I have to, that I may have to look forward to. But when it comes to that, and you know, and I've seen it. I've seen her, said hello to her. She knows who I am. We've gone on a car ride, and by the end of the car ride, she's forgotten who I am. I've seen that. The last time I kissed her was, I gave her a kiss goodbye, and she was not expecting it. She jumped, and just like, whoa, what's going on here? And then I was like, okay, she doesn't know who I am. So, you know, that, no. You know, though, like I said, the only saving grace is that the men in my family seem to die younger than the women. So, maybe I will go before it happens. But anyway, so I liked Killjoys first. It was like a rollicking adventure, you know, these three bounty hunters who are in this science fiction setting, and they were slowly, and that's one thing I really like with both of these shows, both Killjoys and Dark Matter, they slowly peel back all these layers of the universe, you know. It's like, okay, well, you know, this is going on, and at the same time, this is going on, and this is how the societal hierarchies are, you know. And it's just fascinating, the worlds that they put together, you know. Really enjoying both shows, but like I said, in the beginning, I was all about Killjoys. I watched Killjoys every week, okay? But on the DVR, Dark Matter just kept piling up, until it got to the end of the season. And then I noticed that it was on Netflix. It's like, wow, this is on Netflix already? You know, it's just like, that's weird because I thought that because it's an American-Canadian show. I guess that it aired in Canada first, and then it aired in America. I think I don't know how that went. I don't know how it ended up on Netflix. Pretty much like maybe the week after the season ended. Netflix just said, hey, you know, guess what, Sci-Fi? We really like this show. What we want is the rights immediately. Maybe. I don't know. All I know is that it was there, and I put off watching it. Then I saw, the second season is coming, and I'd already watched, like, the first two, possibly three episodes. And so I was familiar with the characters, was familiar with the setting, you know. And then I just sat and just binge-watched the whole thing. And by the end of the season, by the first season, I was like, you know what? I think I like this as much as I like Killjoys. And now, when I wake up on Saturday morning and I have both of them on the DVR, I watch Dark Matter before I watch Killjoys. It used to be the other way around where I'd watch Killjoys and Dark Matter would just sit there. Now I have to find out what's going to happen next on Dark Matter. That is not to say that Killjoys is bad. Killjoys is not bad. Killjoys is actually also ramping up the world reveal, you know. But both of them just really good, you know. It's really good. I've noticed that the second season of Dark Matter is sort of focusing a little more on character. You know, we're finding out more about the characters instead of just having these blank slates reacting to things. Now we're getting to know why some of them are the way they are, which is fine by me. I almost got killed there. Anyway, yeah, so I really enjoy that. The Strain is coming back on pretty soon. Unfortunately, I'm still watching the second season of The Strain, and I'm finding it very difficult to get through. Corey Stoll, he's just not a very convincing good guy to me. He's very obnoxious. His character. I don't like his character. And he's the focus of the show, you know. And when they're not focusing on him, they're focusing on the bad guys, you know. And it's just like, they got bad guys who I'm supposed to hate as opposed to a good guy who I just really cannot stand. I don't know. I might just do like I did with Dark Matter and just power through, power binge, watch the ending of the season, and who knows, maybe I'll have a different opinion of it. But the show, you know, he was the hero from the first season, but it didn't seem like the show would focus on him. The show seemed like it was putting together the big plot, but they're not doing that this time around. It's like, okay, you already know what the plot is, so we're going to focus on this guy and what he's doing. When out of his team, he's probably the least interesting one. I take that back. His girlfriend is also pretty damn boring. But you have, and I can't remember the names, but you have the old man, you have the hacker, and you have the exterminator. All of those characters are much more deserving of the spotlight that Ephraim gets, you know. And his son is just as obnoxious and irritating, you know. But that's just me. Anyway, I don't know if the show, The Last Ship, really counts as science fiction, because it is more of a post-apocalyptic story. But, you know, outside of that, there's not really a whole lot of science fiction elements to me other than the actual setting. but I'm going to include it anyway. I am a bunch of episodes behind. I watched the first, what, two seasons? I think this is season three now. I think. And it's a type of story that I kind of like. It is rebuilding society after a big event, you know? I mean, before, you had the guys reacting to it, but they didn't really have a chance to rebuild things. But now they're rebuilding the world, and I kind of like it, you know? Unfortunately, they're spending a lot of time on a particular storyline that I'm not all that enamored with, where half the team is half the crew, it seems like, is trapped on an island. They're prisoners, so there's a lot of scenes of torture, which you know, you've seen one torture scene, you've seen like all of them. While the other ones are trying to figure out how to get to one, and it's just, it's okay, but I'm still gonna finish it. There was one more. There's other ones. Like, there's a BBC show called the Aliens that I kind of like. I've only watched like the first three episodes, and it's sort of serious, but it's also got a lot of comedic overtones to it. So, you know, I either like my comedies to be comedic or my dramas to be dramatic, but I don't need my comedies to be dramatic. You know what I mean? And that's what it seems like is going on here. But, and The Expanse is a show that, it's another one that I am way behind on, and I'm probably just going to do a power watch before I get to the end. And I'll talk about those when I actually do it. But right now, I'm at work, so I will talk to you later. Thanks. I'm gonna see.